The security-obsessed global economy needs its own Helsinki process. Cold War rivals used ground rules to make competition more transparent, bounded, and predictable. Today's weaponized trade needs the same ambition. 40 years ago, the Stockholm document turned the political promise of the 1975 Helsinki Final Act into a more practical system of confidence building. Amid the Cold War, Europe's East and West did not disarm, abandon deterrence, or begin to trust one another. Instead, they agreed that military competition could be made safer through prior notification, observation, information exchange, and verification. The lesson was modest but durable. Adversaries do not need trust to reduce uncertainty. Once governments began to regard dependence as a national security risk, the organizing principle changed. Efficiency gave way to resilience. Just in time increasingly became just in case. The problem is that one country's resilience can look like another country's preparation for decoupling. The second country then localizes production, restricts exports, or builds alternative networks, confirming the first country's original fears. Each step may be rational in isolation. Collectively, they create a geoeconomic security dilemma in which everyone pays more to insure against everyone else.